It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast. Tom and Loggy. Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
That Sniff Perfumery, they've got all these perfumes. So he gave me a bit of a test. He's like, this is the one that Meghan Markle wore at her wedding.
Oh,
the
okay.
Royal wedding. Can confirm when I got home. Jimmy James a bit more Prince Harry than what I previously thought.
As long as it's Prince Harry and not any of the other princes, you know what I'm talking about?
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Hello, Easter.
G'day.
It's just around the corner. And normally, when you think about chocolate around this time,
yes,
it's in the form of eggs.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. Which I guess you could kind of say, you know, fits women somewhat. But a lot of the time when you're talking about chocolate that might be a bit on the naughty side, you normally get chocolate prongs or, you know, and that kind of stuff. Think of like we're going to a hen's. It's not necessarily Easter themed, but normally you get a whole bunch of chocolate.
Like dongs.
Yeah,
chocolate. Are they foil wrapped little ones or are we talking like a... Like, you know how you get, you know, I guess you can get all sorts, can't you?
Yeah, you can get ones that are filled, like
and
hard, some, or you get the ones that are like a bit more delicate.
That's right, and some bend to the left a bit, and then some are just kind of,
yeah.
And then some like,
depends how cold it is.
So, yeah, and see what I'm doing with my hands.
Yeah,
here.
I can see.
Like ones and then down here. And
Well, finally for Easter, we can get around the women chocolate, okay? Now, have you ever been to Mona?
Yes, I have, yeah.
All right. There's a wall there.
I'm well aware of the wall.
Now, I can't say what the wall is.
They have many walls, but there is one wall of note.
Yeah, 152 porcelain. They call it a specific name wall, which it is. Some consider it the worst swear. I mean, I don't mind saying it, but
well,
I just can't say it.
I wouldn't say it now.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But the artist is Greg Taylor, and he has made porcelain...
Lady bits.
Lady bits.
Yeah.
And hangs them on the wall.
Lady
and
bits.
It's amazing. Lady bits.
Hey, do you want some music for this story?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah,
we can set the scene.
Yeah, yeah.
So imagine this. You rock up to Mona, right? And you're like, oh... Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Nice.
That wall.
That wall is awesome.
Yeah.
They come in all different shapes and sizes and they need to be shown because some girls grow up thinking that maybe theirs might look a little bit weird.
I just don't know.
But then you see it on a wall and you're like, we're all normal.
I just don't know why at various points of the wall when you're walking along, they go, rah!
Like, well, that's a you problem. I'm suggesting you've done that. But the artist is Greg Taylor, right?
Yeah.
Now, what Mona have decided to do, and look, it goes hand in hand with Easter, they've decided that the moulds that are porcelain, how about let's just give out chocolate moulds instead? So you can currently buy moulds of the chocolate lady bits.
Mm.
For Easter, there's 152 different varieties. When you go in there and buy it from their shop, you don't know which one you're going to get.
Oh, my God. It's like a lucky dip.
Life's a box of chocolate. Right? And it is luck of the draw as to which one you get.
Are you eating that? Or are you just kind of putting
mounting
it in the fridge?
It on the wall, on the wall, on the wall, on the wall.
Mate, people are into anything. I can just imagine on Easter morning though, thanks for that. I might just break a little bit off here. Oh, what's that in my tooth?
Jesus Lord.
Is that a hair in my mouth?
Well, they do have the ones with the hairs
too. That's what
I'm saying. So good. Anyway, if you want to chew out a different kind of chocolate.
Enough. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Bit blowy out there this morning.
Was it just?
Yeah. Stepped out the front door and my skirt was up around my ears, so I popped back inside, took off my knicks and got back out again.
Yeah.
Rip into the day.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy. On K-Rock.
It's time for lyrical headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Now, Beck from the newsroom generally comes in to be our quiz master, but you're in the booth today.
Yeah, socially distancing just that little bit, you know.
Yeah, it is. It's everywhere.
I've recovered, but, you know, want to keep safe.
No, you're a blessing. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, you're going to go the extra mile.
Got a big wedding coming up on Friday.
I know.
And, despite my best attempts to... to spread as many germs to her as possible. Nah, just jokes. Yes, all right, so thank you. This is going to be a remote version of Lyrical Headlines. You weren't here last week, obviously, for obvious reasons, you were crook. Mm, Will yeah. from the newsroom filled in quite comfortably.
I know, he sent me a message last week going, King of Lyrical Headlines, thanks.
Sort
of,
nailed you know, it.
He's well. Like, yep. You may have lost your spot, and I'm like, oh.
No, we love you. We love you, Beck, and we're so excited that you're back today as
yeah.
well.
Oh, thank you. But, yeah, no, Will can be king of – I'll be queen. He can be king.
Okay.
Well, he's overselling it a little bit. Okay, for everybody who's playing at home and who hasn't heard Lyrical Headlines before, it works like this. Beck will read the lyrics to songs as if they're bulletins, like she does in her day job. We need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other person gets a free run at it with bonus lyrics, extra lyrics. Best of three arrangement. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Loggy.
I think we're ready to play. Is everybody ready to play?
Yes.
Oh, do you want to know? There is a bit of a theme this week too.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. It is entertainers. Linked to the Formula One Grand Prix because it's on this weekend.
Okay. Okay.
Robbie Williams.
Shush.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Lyrical Headlines, question number one.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Hell is gone and heaven's here. There's nothing left for you to fear. Shake
Tom,
your ass.
Robbie Williams, let me entertain you.
Yes.
You're psychic, Tom. Deal with that. Anyways, Beck.
He was supposed to come over in 2020 and, of course, you know, COVID, you know, pretty much, at you know, they were opening gates and then they said, nope, closing,
yeah,
COVID. So
that's right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think people lost money and just, you know, trying to probably recoup some costs.
Yeah, right. Okay.
All right. Question number two. Here we go.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. You show us everything you've got. You keep on dancing and the room gets hot. Ooh. You drive us wild. We'll drive you crazy.
Loggy. It's Kiss. I want to rock and roll all night.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, well done.
Love Kiss.
Have they played the Grand Prix? Oh, they must have.
Yes. I think 2007, 2008?
Yeah.
Sorry, no follow-up questions. I apologise.
Yeah, don't know. just listen to the girl. She's done the research.
Good stuff. All right, that's a point apiece. Here's the tiebreaker. Hopefully one of us can get it. Question number three, Lyrical Headlines. It's Grand Prix themed.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Well, we don't need no one to tell us what to do.
Tom,
I guess we're on our own.
It's the Living End Second Solution. Hang a Prisoner of Society.
Ooh. Oh, yes, the second bit, you didn't stop. You sort of...
No, it was all one word. Are we paying it?
Yeah, we'll pay it. Well done.
What you think?
We don't play this enough.
No, we don't. No,
put
bless
that
him.
Put that on the list.
Excellent. All right, well, that's a win for me. Do you want to play the last one just for...
We can do this one because, you know, this is an act coming up this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, I don't know either. Oh, okay, good,
right,
good, good, good.
Okay, this is for fun. Question number four.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. See, I want to go outside. Stimulation amplifies, you know.
Oh,
you need to stay behind and not let me walk where the transit lights are. Tremors down my spine.
What
felt
are you
it
Googling?
For when I'm trapped and I can't not fly. And you don't owe me? Take me over. Take me tonight. Dream no more and
song?
Leave it all behind. Take me over. Take
Lockie.
Me tonight.
Okay. It's it is Peking Duck.
Oh, of course it is.
And it's Take Me Over. No,
yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Yes. And I went to Google, but nothing came up.
Sure.
No,
I
Jimmy Gosport. Jimmy
Gosport. Doesn't matter. How did I not know Peking Duck? That's very sad.
Do you know what? And they'll put on an epic show.
They always
oh
do.
My god.
It'll be great.
Right. Dominog K-Rock.